Now, LakeCountryToday.com Sports. Here's Scott McLeod.
In boys state soccer matches Wednesday night, GMC Prep cruised to a 10-0 win over Washington Wilkes. The Bulldogs piled up 8 first-half goals. Morgan County got a 4-2 victory over Peach County. Atlanta Classical Academy upset Lake Oconee Academy 3-2. Tonight brings girls Class 2A state soccer second-round action. Washington County has a home match against Dodge County. Thompson will be at Fitzgerald, and Putnam County's girls will host Jeff Davis. Other GHSA baseball classifications will start their state playoff best-of-three series today. In Class 2A, state-ranked Washington County will host Dodge County, Putnam County will be at Worth County, and Thompson will be at home versus Cook High School. And in Class 4A, Baldwin will be in Savannah to play Benedictine Military. Georgia Military College softball hosts East Georgia State in a doubleheader at 4 o'clock today. The Bulldogs wrapping up their regular season with a chance also to wrap up a championship. The Bulldogs' Addie Moss is the NJCAA Division I Pitcher of the Week after her perfect game last week. Moss also is named the GCAA Pitcher of the Week. And GMC's Hudson Smith is the Player of the Week in the conference after hitting .571 in four games with 5 RBI and 4 runs scored. Rizal Iglesias blew a 2-run lead in the 9th last night, but Michael Harris picked him up in the 10th with a walk-off hit to give the Braves a 4-3 victory and a sweep of the Marlins. They'll be off tonight before hosting Cleveland over the weekend.
The NFL draft starts tonight with the teams making their first-round selections. A number of Georgia Bulldogs are expected to hear their names called before the draft ends Saturday, including Milledgeville native Javon Bullard. ESPN draft guru Mel Kiper Jr. chose a favorite prospect at each position, and he named Bullard as the top safety in this year's class. Kiper says he loves Bullard's quote-unquote all-round game and his instincts in coverage, and he projects Bullard will go early in Saturday's second round. Scott McLeod with Lake Country Sports.